All right, as you all are taking your seats, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the Open Hardware and CAD/CAM Dev Room at FOSDEM 2026. Almost said the wrong year there. Okay, 2026. We're just about to get started with a man who clearly needs no introduction because I was just referring to him as Wayne for the last 15 minutes and everyone laughed and knew what I was talking about. So without too much further ado, we have Wayne, one of the founders and lead engineers of the KiCad project.
Okay, let's get started. I apologize for being late. For some reason, I thought it was 2:40 was my start time, not 2:20. So I apologize for being late. Okay, so most of you who are here, you're probably here. You know why you're here. Everybody wants to hear about the KiCad project status and what's going on. So let's get started. Unfortunately, I have to start with bad news. We're a little behind in 10 this year. I'm further behind where we wanted to be. I was hoping we would tag RC1 either today or yesterday, but we had a last minute crash bug, so till we fix that. But I expect RC1 in the next couple days. The goal is to definitely be done by the end of the month. Normally, I think last year we missed it by 2 weeks, like 12, 14 days, we were late. This year we're gonna be a little bit past that. So I do apologize for that. We've had a lot of new features and it's been a little bumpy getting rid of the serious bugs. So it happens, but we will get it out as quickly as can this year as we can because we wanna start V11 as soon as possible. So the last nine bug fix release was on January 1st. There'll probably be one more of those yet before 10 is released, and then the nine branch will be dead. That'll be a dead branch, and 10 will be the development or the stable version going forward. Our V9 end of year campaign, we raised $100,000, and $60,000 of that was from matching from other donors, so that was nice. We didn't make our 128 goal, so we have that as our goal again this year. This year, we